Thank you very much. By a show of hands, are people interested in this for next Thursday night between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, or is it Bein Azman and people are away? People interested? Yes, no, people are interested? We'll see if the Rebbe's available, but we'll see. Maybe the Rebbe will be on Bein Azman, so you'll watch your email. I want to talk about a topic that I have spoken about once in the past, but I just think it's so appropriate right now during these days. Some of you may be familiar with the Sefer written by Rav Karlenstein called Eitzos Lizkos Bedin B'Yamim HaNoraim. I was once sitting at a wedding next to Rabbi Riskin. He was sitting at the table with me. He looked at the Rabbi Leibowitz is great at packaging his shiurim with great catchy titles to bring it down, preparing your steak for Motzi Yom Kippur. I'm not so creative. I don't have such great titles. I'm talking about Mechila and Yom Kippur, and nothing so exciting. Could have come up with something a little more. But so he said, wow, just the title of that sefer, I got to buy it. Eitzos Lizkos Bedin V'Yam HaNaraim. Really, someone's going to give you the ticket. He's going to give you the advice. This is what we all want, what we're all working for the last since Rosh Chodesh El. So the very first piece he has in the sefer is about this topic, about Mechila. He quotes the Gemara in the second Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Kol HaMavir Al Midosav Ma'avir Al Kol Pshav. That anyone who can develop within himself a personality, to be Maver Al Midosav, that he's a person who can convince himself to not to be mochel, to not be makbid on his own cover, to not get so upset when people have wronged him. And this is so important in this week before Yom Kippur, leading up to Yom Kippur. As you know, the Mishnah says, and we'll talk about this in a moment, the tremendous chiddush of the Birkei Yosef and the Vilna Gaon about how to read this Mishnah. But the symbol of Pshat of the Mishnah, Averus Shebein Adam LaMakom, so Yom Kippur is Mechaper, but Averus Shebein Adam LaChavero, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper Ad Sheiratz Es Chavero, that in order for Yom Kippur to work for people who have committed Averus Shebein Adam LaChavero, so on the other end, somebody has to be Mochel. The person has to ask, that's what the Mishnah says, he has to ask for forgiveness. But the other person has to be Mochel. So many of you probably, before Yom Kippur, recite the Tefillah Zaka. In the Tefillah Zaka that we say, there's a paragraph in there that I'm being mochel on anybody who committed any kind of personal sin against me. The Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah darshins from the pasuk Nose Avon Va'over Al Pesha Lemi Hu Nose Avon Lemi She'over Al Pesha. Who does Hashem forgive? Hashem forgives that person who himself forgives. If we are people who forgive those people who have sinned against us, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us as well. And Rashi there says, She'eno medaktik limdod mida l'mitzar noso. We're talking about a person who is not so medaktik, he's not so careful to make sure that everybody who pains him, gets something back. Ma'avir lo akol psha ve'ei midas adin medaktekes achrehen elamani chasen v'holeches. So, just like you, mida keneged mida, that's the way most people understand it. Just like you are not going to be so makbid about the person who has maybe sinned against you or who wasn't so nice to you or who was verbally abusive or who whatever people who did inappropriate things to you, if you're going to be ma'avir al-midosav, HaKadosh Baruch is going to do that as well. As a matter of fact, the Gemara over there in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, tells a story that one of the great Amorim, Rav Huna bar Rabbi Yeshua, got sick and Rav Papa went to go visit him. And Rav Papa saw how sick Rav Huna bar Yeshua was, he called on to the Lord and said, prepare the tachrichin. He's for sure going to die. And what happened is he ended up getting healed. So somehow the Gemara has this that when a person's over there between life and death, you can get a certain insight into the next world. You're almost halfway there. So when he came back, as it were, so they asked him, so what did you see? He said, yeah, it was really chayiv misa. Where Rav Huna bar Yeshua said, really in the Bezdin Shel Mala, they had decreed upon me death already. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, since he's someone who's not makbid on his covet, since he's somebody who wasn't makbid, that people would sometimes, put him down or would be mavaza him, they would put him down, and he was not makbid, he let it go. He wasn't tough against them. In that merit, he was zocha to live in. One of the Gemaras, the Gemara appears a few places in Shas, in Gittin, in Shabbos, on Peches, on Medes. Right, the Gemara talks about this is one of the Gemaras that I try to stress very, very often. Hane elavim ve'en on olvin shomen charpasim ve'edim mishivin smechim b'yitzurin Right? The Gemara says, Aleyam HaKasav Omer V'ohavav Kitzeis HaShemesh B'Gvura So. That a person is always supposed to be min ha'ne'elavim ve'inan olvin. That if people make fun of him, he doesn't take it personally. Shomin Cherpasan Ve'inan Mishiv, and he hears people do things wrong to him, and he doesn't respond. This is, it requires Gvura. The Pasuk, Gemara quotes the Pasuk, V'ohavav This shows great strength. Now, why is this? Why is this that people who are Mavra al Medosav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants Mechila? So, the simple Pshat, Rabbi Yonah writes this way in Shari Shura, this is Mida Keneged Mida. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always acts Mida Keneged Mida. So, if a person is going to be Mochel, and he's going to be Mavra al Medosav, he's not going to be so Makbid on his covet. And he's gonna let things slide. If he has tainas against people, he's not gonna go into Yom Kippur holding on to those tainas. So mida keneged mida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu probably has a few cheshbonos with us also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a few accounts to settle with us that we weren't 100% in all the times that we did what we were supposed to do. So mida keneged mida. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu also writes. This is also just a tremendous tikkun amidos. It helps a person develop proper midos. The Chidar writes that when a person accepts bizyonos, that people treat him poorly. So this is a tremendous tikkun amidos. This, the Chidar has a lashon that this gets him more kapara for his averos. It's better than all the fasting and affliction and all the other things that a person can do. Rav Moshe Kardavera also writes, he has this in the Sefer there, right? That the reason why you get out of punishment when you're mochel amidos is because this actually hurts a person even more than physical pain. When somebody hurts him, when somebody makes fun of him, when somebody takes away his self-esteem, attacks him and makes fun of him or takes something away, just the pain from that itself, the feeling that a person feels so low, that pain is in place of whatever pain the Rabbanu Shlom was planning on punishing you. So that's why you're also zocha. It's not just the mida keneged mida, but it's that you've actually, in fact, already got your punishment. You got the affliction. If you take it and you don't respond, then you just say, listen, this is what happened. I'm going to close my mouth. I'm not going to give it back. So that itself, even the pain of feeling that you were afflicted, that itself is, in fact, your punishment. It's like you got your punishment already. The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, we say in the Slichos, there's one of the Slichos that we said last week, T'chokikenu l'chaim tovim v'seitiv lano achasima, Hashem, please inscribe us in the Book of Life, Tola Eretz al Blima, you who have hung the whole world on nothing. Now the Gemara in Chulin on this Pasuk, Tola Eretz al Blima, the Gemara in Chulin says that the world only exists, the world exists for a lot of things, right? The Gemara has this statement in a lot of places, but the Gemara says in one place, the world only exists based on this Tola Eretz al Balima. The whole world is hanging on nothingness. Says the Gemara, the world only exists Lamisha Bolin Piv Bishas Meriva. That's somebody who shuts his mouth at the time of a fight, when there's an argument, he shuts his mouth. Oh, so says the Rav Karlenstein in the Sefer, he says, what's the connection in the Slichas that we say, T'chokikenu, L'chaim tovim v'seitiv lana achasima, give us, inscribe us in the Book of Life in what merit? Tola eretz al belima. The people who are willing to close their mouths in a fight. That's another hint to the fact that we'll be zocha to a good life for those who taught the belima. And Rav Moshe Kardavera writes that belima, tola eretz al belima, the key is belima, that a person feels, how does a person come to close his mouth? That he has a sense of humility. And that's really what it comes to. Just one more point before we get to how does one develop this perspective. The last point, that's what I alluded to before, the Birkei Yosef is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. So he has a reading of that Mishnah. There's actually a riff on the Ein Yaakov and that Mishnah in Yuma and the Vilna Gaon. If you look in the Graz Siddur, in the Hakdama before Tekiah Shofar, the Vilna Gaon says this as well. The simple pshat of the Mishnah is, Averis ben Adam Lamakom, so Yom Kippur works by itself. So Yom Kippur doesn't work until you ask for forgiveness. But some, the Vilna Gaon has a reading of the Mishnah, the Rif sounds like that, and the Birkei Yosef and Shulchan Aruch writes like that as well. He writes, no, the Mishnah means that you don't even get forgiven for your Bein Adam Lamakom sins if you still haven't asked somebody for mechila. If you haven't gotten mechila from that, so you're literally by a person not forgiving someone, according to many, not only are you holding up his getting atonement for his ben adam lachavero sins, you're holding up even getting atoned for the ben adam lamakom sins. That's a reading that they have in that Mishnah. It's not the simple pshat of the Mishnah, but that's, you could read the Mishnah that way to mean avero shibadon lamakom. If that's all you have, then Yom Kippur will be mechaper. But if you also have ben adam lachavero, then the whole thing ain't going to work. Even for the ben adam lamakoms, you're not going to get any forgiveness if there's still something tied between people. And that's why Yom Kippur, the Tahara of Yom Kippur, that's what others want to suggest, the Tahara of Yom Kippur works all together. It works like one big Tahara. So even if the Ben Adam Lamakom, the Lachaveras aren't together, so you're going to be lacking even in the Ben Adam Lamakom. So it's so important to get Mechila and to give Mechila and for people to make up and to not hold grudges, especially during this time of year. And how does a person come to this? So a couple of, certainly the root of all midos is the root of all bad midos is focusing too much on oneself, and a person gets pain if he really feels upset at the other person. It's because, you know, either he has one of two problems: either he's a little arrogant, he's a little too full of himself, or he's the other one, he has a low self-esteem, so he's letting these things get to him that another person says and that another person did to him. It's like, to me, how could you do that to me? So we have to develop the perspective. We have to develop a little bit of a more calm perspective and to work on our humility. Humility is that such an important midah to work on during this time. A person who realizes that, you know, the person may have done something wrong to me, but it's not the end of the world. I still have what I have. I still, you know, hopefully have my health and I have what I have. And not to allow those things to get you down. Sometimes people, it comes from arrogance. Other times, it comes from a low sense of self-esteem. That if you let things get to you, you let things bother you too much, you should realize that this is the way some people are. And, you know, that's the way people are, and not to hold grudges, not to let it ruin your life because somebody mistreated you, or somebody was not nice to you, or somebody, you know, did something wrong to you. If a person can develop within himself a healthy sense of self-esteem and a healthy sense of confidence in who he is, a confidence in what he's doing. A lot of times when we don't feel so confident about ourselves, that's when we let some of this stuff get to us. If a person realizes that he's only being judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not judged by the rest of the world, then a person has to make sure that his cheshbon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the right way. We have to judge people akapsachos. We have to judge people favorably. We want to be judged favorably. We have to judge people favorably. We have to realize if somebody does something negative to you, if somebody does, maybe there's a reason, maybe there's some reason that this person grew up in a certain way. Sometimes people have generally nasty personalities or who are not so tolerant. A lot of times it has to do with some of the way that they grew up. It has to do with something that was in the house that they grew up in, that they become nasty people, or maybe they have, you know, they don't have a lot of money and therefore they become, you know, they have a low self-esteem and they feel the need to lash out to people. There's a lot of reasons why people do it. If we would judge people like cops, we have to realize that there's reasons why people are the way they are, and that should hopefully help us be mochel people and realize that, you know, we have issues ourselves too. We have things that we don't do perfectly. We have problems that we're not always perfect. And the more a person can realize that, A, the other person may have had other reasons that caused him to do what he did, and B, you know, I'm not so perfect myself. Yeah, he may have done something wrong to me, but I do things wrong to people, and I sometimes mess up, and we have to become tolerant people, to become people who look at the good in people and see the good in people. And if somebody does something wrong, then we have to realize that there's a place where it comes from. There's also the point of having emunah, a person who is connected appropriately to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has emunah bitachon. So he realizes that the things that happened to him, that somebody else did to him, even though the person shouldn't have done it to him, doesn't give a person the right to, but the fact that it happened to you, let's say you were embarrassed or you felt bad or the person made fun of you, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that to happen to you, then it was supposed to happen to you. That's the way many of the tzaddikim write over the generations, that, again, like the famous mashals, of course, that, you know, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Jewish people to be afflicted in Egypt, but Paro got punished because Paro wasn't the one he shouldn't have done it, or maybe did it too hard, or he didn't have to be the one person, the person in Jewish history that afflicted the Jewish people. But this is something that was supposed to happen to Klal Yisrael.
I like to call it time the chovos alvavos says that when a person makes fun or when a person accuses you of doing something wrong that you didn't do, so the chovos alvavos writes that your reaction should be, if you only knew what I really did, right? If you only knew the things that I really did, a person's supposed to accept that. If somebody, you know, gave you mussar over something, or somebody said that you did something wrong, we should accept it. We shouldn't look to hit back. We should accept it. If a person has emunah, he realizes that whatever bad happened to him in his lifetime, like we say, it should be a kapara, it should be, like we said before, it should be a punishment, and it was supposed to happen, even if the person shouldn't have done it. But if you got it, it was supposed to happen. And if we have this kind of balanced view of everything that happens in life, we won't be so out to get other people. You know, I like to say that when somebody attacks me, I feel bad for the person. I feel bad for the person. That they had to, in order to make themselves feel good, they had to attack me. Or they're upset about, X, Y, and Z, they had to take it out on me. Okay, they took it out on me. We have to develop a healthy sense of self-esteem, and we have to realize that we're only judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only one who has to be happy with what we're doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with what we're doing. Again, you obviously take mussar from where it comes, and we should accept it if the person tries to help us to correct us. But we shouldn't get so bothered by what people do to us, and especially during these days before Yom Kippur. And we should be able to go into Yom Kippur with mechila, by letting it all go. We have time. We shouldn't have timers on anybody. We shouldn't have timers on any other people. This way, hopefully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't have timers on us. Neither can I get either. Just to let it go, to not have timers on people, to not be upset with people. We live in a generation where this is a machla of people who just don't let go. They have grudges that they don't let go. They have people, families that are upset with each other, siblings and people and families. That goes on for years and years and years, and people don't forgive. If we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let go of his claims against us, then we have to let go of our claims against other people. And hopefully the merit of our letting go, of our being mochel on every single person and saying that little paragraph of the Tefillah Zaka before Yom Kippur, before Kol Nidre, is a little paragraph that we say that I'm mochel everybody to really think before. And the best thing to do is really to seek those people out for Yom Kippur, to seek them out and to be mochel, and to even before they ask, to just grant mechila, to be mochel those people, so we can go into Yom Kippur knowing that we have a great, great chance that if we're mochel, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, kol ha'maver al midos, of a person who is maver on his own midos, ma'avir lo kol pshav, so Hashem will be mochel on all our sins, and hopefully in this merit we'll all merit a ksila v'chasima tova. A Gemara Chasima Tova, the concluding Chasima, will be smooth, and it should go well for all of us and all of our families. And we'll be good role models to our children about letting go, about living in peace, and living in harmony. May it be the will of the Rebbeinu Shem that we should all have that peaceful year be written, inscribed in the book of life. Good, get back to your. So, again, assuming the Rebbe can make it, we'll send it out, we'll talk, and we'll meet next day then also.